Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 44 of this Daily Study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in the week of October the 7th to October the 13th, covering 3rd Nephi, chapters 17 to 19. We are going to go into 3rd Nephi 18 and look in particular about how we are and we can be the light to the world to represent and show an example of the Saviour. And of course, that can be a bit daunting, I think, as a prospect. But the Saviour talked about this to the people in the ancient Americas. So we read in verse 24, therefore hold up your light that it may shine unto the world. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up, that which ye have seen me do. Behold, ye see that I have prayed unto the Father, and ye have all witnessed. And ye have seen that I have commanded that none of you should go away, but rather have commanded that ye should come unto me, that ye might feel and see. Even so shall ye do unto the world. And whosoever breaketh this commandment suffereth himself to be led into temptation. I've obviously read this passage of scripture often before, but that verse 25 in particular that I went on to read, I just haven't ever really taken in, I suppose, because it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I don't think I've even heard that bit before, or I don't remember that bit. But what I like about what the Saviour is saying is like, look, I didn't tell any of you to not come and listen. And he could have gone on to say that many of you were perhaps not or would not feel worthy to come to me, but I've invited you. I invite all to come unto me. A light, when it is lit in a room and it isn't unobscured, it reaches as far as it can across all areas. The way that light physically works is that the light rays go in all directions until there is something which blocks it, and then at that point it then reflects off that surface. Light also enables us to see and to be able to have a vision and of whatever is in the room. It always blows when I teach a primary school, and so children up to kind of 11 years old, generally the older ones I teach, and it blows their minds, these 10 and 11 year olds, when I teach them about the principles of light and how without that light we wouldn't see. But I mean, it's a bit more complicated than that. We wouldn't see not just because the light's off. We wouldn't see because the light rays from the light source wouldn't then reflect off that surface and reflect into our eyes. That's how we see the objects around us. And in the same way, we are a light unto the world. If it were not for our light and our example, then others wouldn't see kind of the blessings or the way in which life could be lived if we were to follow the Saviour Jesus Christ. Of course, you know, it doesn't mean that we are always like perfect and positive and, you know, nothing is wrong with the world. But what it does mean is that we can show a more excellent way, as Paul describes in the New Testament, a way in which the Saviour enables all doubts or sufferings to be placed upon his shoulders so that he can then bear those burdens with us. And I think that is the key in terms of what we need to be able to show the world, is the mercy and grace of the Saviour that is evident in our lives. So I think that is a really important principle about this, about how we can hold up our lights that we can shine to the world and so that they can see. Thank you so much for sharing your study with us today. Please join us tomorrow as hopefully I do finally complete an entire week of study with us on this podcast, and hopefully to go forward. I seem to have fallen into a good new structure and routine, which gives me the opportunity to reflect, interesting use of the word reflect, given what we've just discussed, reflect more on these things and meditate a bit more. And so hopefully this is going to go well, moving forwards. So thank you very much for your time, and until we meet again.